Track 8, Christmas books. Wondering which books to buy for Christmas gifts? We asked experts at Norfolk's independent bookshops to share their festive selections. They've chosen a favourite fiction, non-fiction and children's title with at least one local choice and told us why they loved them.
Pam Horrocks, co-owner of the Holt Bookshop, Lionhouse Court, High Street, Holt. Fiction. Darling by India Knight. A razor-sharp, gloriously funny retelling of Nancy Mitford's The Pursuit of Love. Marooned in a sprawling farmhouse in Norfolk, teenage Linda Radlett feels herself destined for greater things. She longs for love, but how will she ever find it? She can't even get a signal on her mobile phone. Nonfiction. The Golden Mole by Catherine Rundell. A gloriously illustrated and fascinating bestiary of the world's most extraordinary endangered animals. A treasure trove of vanishing wonders. The world is more astonishing, more miraculous, and more wonderful than our wildest imaginings. In this passionately persuasive and sharply funny book, Catherine Rundell tells us how and why. Children. Einstein the Penguin. The Case of the Fishy Detective by Iona Rangeley. An unforgettable friend returns in this warm and fantastically funny sequel to the best-selling debut Einstein the Penguin. Imogen and Arthur have been missing their friend the penguin Einstein since he went back to Australia. So, when an opportunity for him to return arises, they jump at the chance. But then Einstein and his friend Isaac are kidnapped. It's time to turn detective again. Author Iona Rangeley grew up in Thornham on the North Norfolk coast and began writing her first Einstein book alongside completing her university dissertation on children's literature. It was named a Sunday Times Children's Book of the Week, and the audio version was narrated by Miriam Margolis.
Henry Late, The Book Hive, London Street, Norwich, and Red Lion Street, Aylsham. Fiction. Illuminations by Alan Moore. The most successful comic book writer in history publishes his first collection of short stories. Fatter than most novels, this is a rare treasure trove. Neither fantasy, science fiction, nor experimental, but certainly out of the ordinary. Simply the mind-blowing richness of an imagination like no other writer alive. Nonfiction. The Dreaming of Place by Hugh Lupton. Lupton has been at the forefront of the oral storytelling tradition for 35 years and is an internationally acclaimed practitioner of his art. In this collection of essays and writings which span his whole career, he discusses the nature of stories as part of the human psyche and the role they play in connecting us to the land we inhabit. A timely and fascinating account by one of Norfolk's great literary figures. Children. Forever Geek Girl by Holly Smale. The Geek Girl books have been a phenomenon, selling millions of copies, so this final installment is hardly an insider secret. But what many people may not realise is their backstory, that the author, who has found social interaction a nightmarish struggle her whole life, was diagnosed with autism after it was pointed out to her that the heroine of her best-selling series was herself clearly an autistic character. Not only did this redefine Holly's own life, but opened the discussion for countless other young girls, whose autism may have been mis- or undiagnosed. For that reason alone, the Geek Girl series should be celebrated.
Gerald, Norwich. Fiction. Marple. A wonderful gift for lovers of Agatha Christie and crime novels, the collection offers some new adventures for her iconic detective, Miss Jane Marple, penned by authors such as local favourite Ellie Griffiths. Non-fiction. The Modern Cheese Board by Morgan McGlynn. Who doesn't love cheese at Christmas? And we're not talking about the cracker jokes. The resident cheese expert from Channel 4's Sunday Brunch, Morgan McGlynn, shares her complete guide to creating a grazing platter to impress and delight. Children. Kid Christmas, of the Close Brothers Toy Shop by David Litchfield. Beautiful illustrations, full of Christmas sparkle, and a wonderful story of Father Christmas's first night makes this a wonderful book to share with your children.
Annie Rhodes of the Norfolk Children's Book Centre in Church Lane, Albury, recommends these books for children. Fiction, Tiger by S.F. Saeed. A future classic from one of our favourite authors, this is a masterpiece of visionary storytelling with extraordinary illustrations by Dave McKean. In a future London, Adam finds a mythical tiger in a rubbish dump, which leads him into an adventure to save the world from destruction. Non-fiction, A Wild Child's Book of Birds by Dara McConnelty. This beautifully illustrated and poetic book of birds features a seasonal guide to the author's favourite birds, with plenty of ornithological facts and tips on how to notice and care for birds in our natural surroundings. And a picture book, Gotcha! A Funny Fairy Tale Hide and Seek by Clotilde Perrin. Dive into this fabulous fairy tale world where big bad wolves and little pigs flee from a grotesque array of monsters. This picture book in translation includes the most inventive use of lift the flap and secret doors in the picture book world. One to pore over for hours and hours.